Morning!
Morning, hey dude, look at that noise, man.
Kind of presses him a little bit into doing.
What are you wearing today?
Top hat, tail, cravat.
And to go for it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the other thing, really,
just pulling in the kill.
This maple is minty. I have a quite a sophisticated palate.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mine's bonehead simple.
It's like just, this is just good eating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm chewing, so it's good. Yeah. I don't care what it tastes
this
like.
This is going like down, therefore good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. this is pulp in my mouth. This is
right direction morsels.
Right direction morsels. Yeah.
Oh, coming back. No.
Don't worry.
We're not happy. Someone's not happy down there.
Keep it down.
That was good. The mouth says it was good. Stay down there. Hence, you've had to eat porridge 3 times.
Like, yeah.
The same porridge because it was good.
It was good.
The stomach disagreed.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what vomiting is. Let's taste that again.
That was yummers. Let's try that again.
Yummers. Not so good the second time. It's 3 the magic number. Right. I don't know. Let's try it. Push it back.
No, 3's getting worse. What's the pattern here? Is there a pattern? Try the 4th.
Try the 4th. About pattern. It's an exponential curve.
It's like, let's just work straight into lunch. Yeah. We're in the high teens and it's starting to taste like me.
I'm eating myself.
Oh God. So this is what you get if you offer me a cookie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like we've totally
you've got to incorporate different palates. You need to when did your palate kick in? Are you sensing overtones of buttermilk over toast?
overtones of breast milk. I've still got that. Everything.
Are you discerning all the different whatever it goes into making Quaker oats?
I think I don't know. Basically, I think of my taste buds having a memory.
Okay.
So that if I've had I don't know, like coffee or chocolate. Yeah. Then that cancels out the need for the other. So coffee and chocolate for me are in the same
category.
Spectrum. Yeah. So like, okay. Whereas some people, or most people, right, are totally different. I can have coffee, I can have chocolate, I can even have them at the same time.
Yeah.
But for me, it's got to be oranges and coffee. That's
okay.
It. So, and I can't.
For me, it's coffee and a bag of chips.
You sometimes just pour it on.
Yeah, exactly. Pop it in the the vinegar receptacle.
I go, yeah, like a nice like espresso sauce.
Yeah. Dunk them. Chip dunker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ideal. Obviously, a coffee does go with other things. That's like the apex of it. And if you go down, you graduate down somewhere down. There's a scone.
Yeah.
Scone and coffee is like midway.
Yeah.
Maybe at the bottom, you know, you've got like a banana and coffee or something. Or, I don't know.
Heroin and coffee.
You're a little tinker.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But biscotti. See, that's not at the top. You think they invented biscotti to go with coffee or something. Because you can't eat it on its own. It needs to be dunked.
Biscotti, yeah, exactly. I think biscotti was. I think biscotti was an accident. You know, it's very. There's only one circumstance in which you can have biscotti.
Yes.
And because that's the only way you can eat it, and nothing else.
So it's a marginal.
So it's a very. It must have been an accident. It couldn't have been intentional because it's not, there's only one circumstance in which you can enjoy it.
This is good for all screw ups out there. You know, you screw up at work and you just invoke the biscotti law. Look, I know I screwed up, but sometimes, for example, the invention of the biscotti, that baker screwed up.
Yeah.
And look what happened. Now, you know, we're all eating biscottis.
Yeah. I know to screw up in this circumstance, but in any other, or in one circumstance, that screw up would have made something fantastic.
Yeah. In fact, it's on you, really. If you can't exploit my errors.
If you can't exploit my errors to get something decent out of it, then that's more of a reflection on you than me.
And then just leave the office. Just leave the room. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go back to my office. Because I'm looking ahead.
Yeah.
At the.
I'm taking the overview here.
I'm taking the mature view.
You can focus on this error. The thousands of pounds it's cost this company.
Yeah, and the sort of the man hours to put it right, shutting the whole plant down because of the presser all over it.
But what have we learned?
I've learned heaps. This is a huge.
It is a learning curve here. It's incredible.
This is a great day. A great day for.
It's a great day for GlaxoKline.
Yeah. I like the fact that it's pharmaceuticals. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, some trials don't end in death and dismemberment. Yeah. Usually, you know, best case scenario, trials end.
We've got a sellable product.
Yeah. Drugs on the shelf.
Today, this one.
It was not one of those days.
Tiger maiming. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah, anyone in this office knew. If we knew, wouldn't we have stopped it?
It's your fault. You should have stopped me. That's what I learned.
You don't have the necessary foresight to stop me before I do these things.
Before I carry out the Tiger trials.
On paper, it just simply states participants. If that participant is human, maybe someone should have mentioned that. I thought, you know, five or six tigers in the mix, surely we're going to get interesting results.
We're always testing on humans.
Yeah, and the tiger numbers are sort of bouncing back. I thought this is actually me looking at a unique opportunity. Tiger data.
We haven't got much tiger data. Why?
In fact, there's loads of stuff we haven't got. That pelican data is looking pretty pathetic, isn't it? medical pelican trials. Pelican medical trials. They're great at swallowing. It's actually a good choice.
It is. I'm just thinking they have all the pill boxes, you know, all the little jars.
Just kind of toss a few pills in, and then they're good to go. Yeah. They're like, they're ready. The placebo pelicans, laughing.
Yeah.
Drug trials. Yeah, it's that's one thing I don't understand how people can sign up for.
Yeah.
Drug trials, because. You know, it's the ultimate in blinkered, narrow view, isn't it? It's like...
I think it's having faith in yourself. I can shrug this off no matter what. No matter what effect this drug has on me. Given a nap, straight after it, I'll be fine.
I can shrug this off. It's just, you know, it's just AIDS.
Yeah, it's just AIDS.
You know, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just walk it off. work through it.
But I think also it is blinkered faith.
If someone said
GlaxoKline, they wouldn't give me anything to harm me.
You come into the office. I'll pay you a grand.
Yep.
And I'm gonna physically abuse you.
I'm gonna slap you.
You're gonna come in.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna welcome you. I'm gonna take you into that room and I'm gonna start beating on you.
Yeah.
Like, just quite unmercifully. and then like for about an hour, and yeah. then you can go, and you might see, might be some side effects. If you notice like any bleeding, like
yeah.
what internal? What no, external?
External. You'll see it. You'll
bruising.
See it.
How about the
you'll
face?
You'll be quite
neck and
sore at
chest.
The end. Everywhere. I don't know where I'm going to aim for. I don't yeah. know what so, area of your body I'm going to be hitting upon.
This is like all above board, but I am unpredictable. So
once you know. I start, I don't know where I'll be or where you'll be. We'll yeah. be in the same room.
Yeah, because a lot of this depends on you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it's hard to hit someone in the face when they're in the fetal position. So, you know.
But I'm a good aim.
Yeah, you know, that's why we got some bits and bats in there.
Yeah.
So we're all good. We're, you know, no matter what. So you wouldn't sign up for that, would you?
I don't know.
And yet.
Fuck.
Oh, we should do that then.
Yeah.
Although I don't have the stomach for that. I'd be flicking someone, probably. Yeah. That's the most I could do.
But would you get?
I'll flick you.
But would the ground rules be okay? You can't fight back, or can you?
Well, your body fights back inside when you take a drug, doesn't it?
Is that what you're? So you can fight back?
Yeah.
Let's go and have a fight. And we'll have a fight in a room for an hour.
Yeah. So the control group. I'm just going to come in. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing's going to happen. We're just going to sit down, I'm going to look at you, you're going to look at me, and we're going to maybe, you know, there's going to be a bit of like, you know.
Which would be more then. Uncomfortable? All right, there's going to be the G up to the fight.
But, yeah.
Come on.
It will not go anywhere. I will leave the room before that happens.
Before it escalates.
Yeah, so be like, yeah, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, what are you? I'm a fucking doctor. What are you? Yeah? Yeah? Fucking.
I'm GlaxoKline.
I'm the face of this fucking corporation. Yeah, what are you? You're the face of.
See, I think sort of the management of that should be a thing for GlaxoKline. They should have, you know, it's got to be a stressful job, management of GlaxoKline.
So you need to
go
wail,
in the fight room,
wail on someone,
yeah,
for 20 minutes, and then you're
good,
you know, you're sorted. But just to kind of iron this out fully, so it's
yeah.
so it's ready for the
ready for work
the meeting. So if you give someone a drug,
yeah,
internal drug,
yeah,
their body does fight back.
Yeah.
You can't tell the white blood cells to just not do.
Yeah,
not,
don't react.
Combat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stand down.
Business as usual.
Yeah. Ignore that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ignore that yeah. very spiky, horrible-looking cell that's attaching itself to your.
Stop swelling.
Yes. Stop clustering around him. Get away from him. Let him do that. Leave him alone. I know that's kind of important, that bit.
Oh, just, I'm doing it now.
Help him.
Do what I say, not what I do. Oh, you.
This is great. Imagine if that was science. You could just literally get a really, like a megaphone, but like an internal megaphone, and you could tell cells what to do. Like a doctor could say, put that down.
Shout it at the microscope.
Yeah.
Stop attaching yourselves to it.
Stop. Stop scabbing. Stop that. Just let it go. Stop hardening around those arteries. That's what it would work for the positive stuff as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so physically, to mirror that, you would have to allow for...
Everyone lay down in a ward, and all that's being played through the speakers is stop hardening around the arteries. Stop hardening around the arteries on a loop.
You idiots! If you harden, yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
It's going to become difficult.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting.
That's all medicine is. But it's evolved to do that.
So you think that's how it started?
Yeah.
Like years and years of just like trying to like give advice
yeah.
to your body.
Yeah.
Like verbal.
Shouting it's not working. We're going to have to do something else.
We've got, what's the death rate? 100%.
100%. Oh.
We've got to bring that figure down.
Well, the death rate's always going to be 100%.
Who said that? Good man. Yeah, that's good. Put him in our publicity department. Hospital death rates, 100%. Yeah, you know, find me a hospital where anyone's living in the end. You find they die.
Yeah.
They all have died. All die.
They're correlating quite closely with the funeral death rates. We can only intervene so much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all we're doing. It's just a stay of execution. We should definitely.
Jesus Christ, look at that popcorn delivery.
Oh my God! Is that popcorn?
I don't know.
That fresh every day.
Can you imagine that?
Listen, sorry for the listeners. What we're seeing is maybe like a oversized pallet. That's not a standard pallet.
No, no, no. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. Well, 20.
I'd say that's a meter by 2 meters or something.
Yeah.
1.5 by 2 meters.
It's a. Oh no, no. There's two bags either side, isn't there?
And I'd say that's what we're talking. No. Like sacks are maybe like your standard, I don't know, 50 kilo kind of flour sack.
Yeah.
And there's what? How many? 10, 20, 30?
There's got to be about 40.
40 to 50 sacks. We're talking, it's stacking.
I mean, it's the size of an adult.
That's, 2 meters high stacking.
Yeah. It is popcorn. That is ludicrous.
Imagine if you could order the full sack.
Yeah.
Like for some kind of like because they're getting big, aren't they? They're not very big.
You get a bucket the size.
How would you shock someone now with the size of your popcorn? You'd have to have the whole sack.
Yeah.
Becoming sacks like that. It's like it's obvious.